Thank you guys for sticking around for the second show. We really appreciate that. Again, if you want to subscribe to our show, we are on iTunes. Leave a review. I don't know.
Why not?
What, was someone breathing
subscribe
on
that? Subscribe or something.
Subscribe.
Whatever you want to do.
Are you the one breathing on?
Yes.
I keep hearing like
yes.
a... All right.
Here we go.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you guys
in
still.
A show called Stab.
Yeah. Welcome to Stab here at Luna's Cafe. Sacramento, California, 1414 16th Street, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Come on down to Denio's. let's meet our contestants. You guys ready to meet your contestants for this show? Yes, you are. I don't even need to ask. Stephen Fury,
yeah.
Right there.
He's getting
wasted right
yeah.
now. Wasted.
Blacked
John,
out.
John Gamara in the middle. Look at that. Look at that pretty face. And once again, the lovely, talented Jesse Jones.
Stop.
Yep.
Oh,
I'm not going to stop. I can't
neither
stop.
Of those two things.
It's true. You guys, welcome to Stab. Thank you. Steve Fury, you're back.
Yeah.
You're back again. This is your third appearance.
Third.
In 3 years.
In 3 years. No, they love me.
By popular demand.
It's like a cold. I come once a year. And then you
get the Steve
don't have
Fury
to have me for a while.
Flu shot. It's
yep.
a flu,
it's a flu shot, so I don't have to be back for another
Luckily,
year.
Luckily, we didn't get the flu shot. You're back. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being here. Stephen Fury, I don't know if you knew this. Stephen Fury is the champion of contests.
That's a
various,
fact.
Various contests.
Any kind.
He's lots. He's yep. championing.
Comedy,
do you have a
gaping asshole contest.
Whoa,
everything.
Gaping asshole contest.
Personal thing.
This is a family
a
show.
Sorry, let's read my bio.
Have the burrito. I don't know why that. I don't know. You should have the burrito also. Steve Fury, do you have a Twitter?
At Steve Fury.
@StevFury. Fury. That's a great comedy name. I mentioned it.
Yeah,
time.
Steve Fury.
People always think it's fake. You know, and then like it's like a weird name. I'm like, I'm fucking furious on stage, bro.
Yeah,
just gonna go up there and get wild, man.
It sounds like a wrestler name.
Yeah, right. Sounds like a lot of
Steve
stuff.
Fury, the Undertaker.
Those are the only two. That's the only wrestler.
Two people I've ever heard of.
Hogan.
Hulk
guy.
Fury.
Okay. We're done with that.
Thank you for being here. Steve also does a show every Thursday night, the Uli Theater,
check
located
it out.
At 28th
and
P.
P
or T?
T.
You don't know.
28th and T.
Steve's high.
Very good. Very high.
Yeah. Uli Theater. Check it out. Next to him, you've got a guy named John Gamora right there in the middle.
Hey.
Hey. How are you, John Gamora? This is your 26th time on the show.
26th time.
Yes. Thank you for being here.
I'm stoked.
I don't know if you knew this, guys, but John Gamora and I don't get along.
At all.
Literally, no.
We never have.
We fight.
We fight a lot.
A lot.
I love you.
Okay.
I still love you. All right. John Gamora, I don't know if you know this about John Gamora. He's. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones right there.
Yep.
Again and
yep.
again.
Again.
Jesse, this is your fourth show in 2 days.
Yes.
You've traveled 180 miles between both shows.
It's true.
That's what I call commitment.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not that great because. Of the four shows, I think I have like one good show's worth of material.
I agree.
So, yeah.
yeah. No, I'm kidding. No, it was pretty good. I don't know if you knew this. Jesse Jones is a casual Christian. let's start the show.
Just high holidays.
Yeah. All right, we're going to start the show. Bop, 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 bop.
Easter. Christmas.
There are lots of wows. This first segment called This Was Today Once. Stephen Fury on this date, 1921. Japanese Prime Minister Hara Takashi?
Yep, exactly.
Yep, that's how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Hara Takashi? Is assassinated in Tokyo. 1921, assassination. You know what else happened on this date? 1950, American actress Marky Post was born.
It's only funny to me. Marky Post, you know, from Night Court. Yeah, Night Court. Old people? Any old people in here? Marky Post from there? There we go. How'd you celebrate the birth of Marky Post and the death of Hara Takashi?
Well, first thing I did was take my pants off.
Okay.
Second thing I did was put my pants right back on because the sight of my bare legs disgusts me. Then I drank a room temperature Yakult to get my probiotics on.
Right.
You know, getting that Japanese spirit. Then I railed a line of Sudafed because I'm a little stuffed up while watching Mark Wahlberg's music videos covered by a Japanese Harajuku girl called Zhu Xuan. Also, pretty much just every Tuesday.
Okay.
Just most Wednesdays and Tuesdays I spend.
That's how you do that?
Yakulting out.
Yakulting?
Room temperature, Yakulting out.
Don't drink a cold one.
Mm-mm.
Yakult.
Yakult? No, I've never.
Steve Fury. All right, very good. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Steve Fury. John Gamora, J-O-N, not to be confused for J-O-H-N. John Gamora. On this date, 1631, Mary, Princess Royal and Princess of Orange was born. She was princessing all over. You know what else happened on this very date? In 1952, the United States government establishes the National Security Agency, or NSA for short. Mm-hmm. How about tease things? So I spelt it.
First of all, while I might appear to be a liberal socialist pansy, I'm still a red-blooded American with an insatiable taste for red meat, big knockers, and freedom.
Okay.
Okay. And while this is my sixth appearance on this show, and I think every single time I've had to talk about the British monarchy, I have been assigned to talk about the British monarchy.
I don't know why.
Six times. And I think it's your patriarchy. You know, I think it's like it's tangible. I can feel it. Because, you know, I believe with an intense fervor that, like, my greatest accomplishment is the separation from the motherland, you know, that monarchy, you know, moving out on my own, you know, being an individual, you know, fuck mom. I don't need anything from her. I'm fine. You know, sure. I mean, I'm still on her phone plan. But that's like, you know, it's just like we're in the family plan. So if we were to separate, it would be more expensive for both of us.
Right.
I need, like, you know, she's toxic for my life. All she does is complain about my weight and say that I'll never find a man. But, you know, whatever. So in honor of the NSA, I wrote this. Snowden, the most sacred iconoclast in American history, grueling in a quaint kitchenette in his small Russian domicile. He'd hope he'd have the vegan pierogi ready in time. His years in Russia have attuned him to the food. And his special visitor certainly loved the cuisine. Just then, the door creaked open. Every time the creak makes Edward jolt a little bit, like Anne Frank in Nazi Germany. Maybe today's the day he's found, but not today. He knew the only person that can emerge the hallway into his one-bedroom Soviet-era oasis is his true love, Bernie. His Bernie Wernie, his Sandman. Edward was in the kitchen, but he was feeling a whole different type of burn. Bernie rounded the bend in his usual slump, perhaps more intense since the campaign trail's grueling world takes its toll on the 74-year-old man. Bernie, Edward gasped and threw his arms around him, wrapping his frail stud in his arms. Full-bodied embrace. How was your flight?
Good,
he gargled. In his rough voice that made Edward's knees weak. Glad I could
get away. I'm hot on Hill's ass in the race.
I know, Edward gushed, his voice noticeably more breathy than usual. It was this breath that Edward and Bernie slipped into a passionate kiss. The 74-year-old slouch seemed to straighten out upon this embrace. Edward ripped off Bernie's Sears buttons-up shirt in one go, unveiling the dangles that is Bernie's socialist body. It was then that Bernie noted all Edward Snowden was wearing was a lacy apron. Something a pin-up model would wear. Not as well as Edward, Bernie thought. He pulled back a string on the satin ribbons that fell limp around Snowden's round, plump rear. Just because Bernie can't carry his love through the threshold doesn't make it any less romantic. As they kissed, they twirled like Russian ballerinas until they burst through the door to his boudoir. Edward planted his comrade, flush on the bed, ready to make him feel real LGBTQIA equality. Snowden kissed down Bernie's bare chest, his patchy beard scraggly brushing against Bernie Sanders' almost translucent chest. He immigrated from his chest to his stomach to his pelvis with relative ease due to his fair and humane immigration policies. Bernie's member was fair. It showed what a peaceful penis can look like. War is not the answer. Every time Snowden performed fellatio on Bernie Sanders.
Jesus Christ.
Edward thinks about the living wage that Bernie promises his people and how his heart pumps the blood into his throbbing cock of justice.
Wow.
Then Bernie's hands wrapped around Snowden's snowy pale face and detached him from his cock and pulled Edward up towards his face. And kissed him again and again. Edward then rolled graciously onto his stomach, ready to feel the burn.
Oh my god.
Bernie slid himself into Snowden. Since it's been a while since he was last inside Edward, he was tight, like trying to get your dick into something really tight, like a balloon. As the tip of his dick punctured the inner sphincter of Edward Snowden, Edward let out an involuntary, which Bernie replied, "Oh yeah, you learned the cock," in his never. Bernie never lasted more than a few pumps before he pulled out his penis and quickly came to fruition on Snowden's back, or what Bernie calls it, Snowden on Snowden. After I was
asked about you,
Bernie smoldered. So I saw "Why Don't I Care About Edward Snowden" by Bernie Sanders.
Oh, come on, Snowy.
I know, you just have to put on a show until you can dismantle the NSA.
And I'll do it for you,
Bernie said.
I love you, Snowy.
I love you too, Bernie. Thank you.
Very good, John Gamora.
I don't think I did my right.
There was
I don't think I knew how to do that like that. That was good.
That was
epic. It's an epic love story.
It's hot. Jones, do you want to do one?
Might as well.
Do we have time on the computer? Is there enough gigabytes left to record any more of the show?
I'm going to be brief in comparison. Right. That's always weird.
Jesse Jones, today is National Tonga Day in Tonga. You know what else happened on this very date, 1970? Genie, a 13-year-old feral child, is found in Los Angeles having been locked in her bedroom for most of her life. Yeah, real thing.
Yeah.
We're going to learn a lot about her tonight.
I got to think about that all day.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That didn't affect me at all. Well, John, today I woke up to the unmistakable scent of my dish of mashed gray gruel festering in the center of the tin plate shoved roughly through the slot in my door, just waiting for me to gobble it up. I greedily scooped up the cold lumps into my face with my bare hands, it mixing delightfully with the flavors of concrete dust under my fingernails and dried blood on the raw, ragged tips of my fingers.
Oh, God.
For the next 9 hours, I alternated between pacing back and forth across the finger-scraped floor of the concrete dungeon I called home for as long as I can remember, long ago forgetting any life I may have known before these walls swallowed me whole, and sobbing uncontrollably while covering myself in all manner of bodily waste without the civilized decency to recognize the shame I was literally wallowing in. Then, like clockwork, the other slit in the door slid open. Not the food slit where I'd graciously accept whatever sustenance was generously delivered, but another, higher up on the door. It revealed that same mouth that I looked forward to every day. Angry, curled in rage. It shouted things at me. Evil things. And I flinched at every word, despite understanding none of them. I nodded, only knowing that I surely deserved these terrible things being screamed at me through the small opening in the door. I nodded and cried. When I cried, it got louder, so I tried not to cry. But I couldn't. After a while, the yelling mouth went away, and I was alone again, covered in filth, crying. I immediately missed the angry mouth. Then I opened up today's prompts and read about the poor genie, that girl, and just counted each and every one of my blessings. Then the other slot opened, not the yum slot or the angry mouth slot, the middle one, the one that the tongs came out of. I didn't think it was tong day already. But I guess it was just my lucky day.
Very good. Jesse Jones. That was the longest This Was Today Once we've ever had. This next segment is called the Top 5 Google Searches of... You know what? I want to hear the Top 5 Google Searches from the perspective of Jeannie, the 13-year-old feral child. So we'll go ahead and start with that.
All right, man.
One at a time.
Okay. Number one, is poop edible?
Okay.
Right. Number two, how much can I...
We'll go one, two. Yeah,
show.
Sorry.
You've been on this show. Settle down.
3 years ago. Sorry, buddy. I don't have a great memory like that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. John, your first one.
Number one, feral boy, Victor of Avarion, shirtless.
Oh, her. Okay.
My first, DFR5.
Okay. I see what's going on.
Number two, how much can I sell my toenail clippings for?
Number two, Papa, can you hear me? Glee cover.
Second search. KLO semicolon bracket.
God.
Number three. Where's my mom?
Like Google wouldn't know.
Number three, World Star Hip Hop Fight Comp of the Month, episode 55.
That's an old one. Sorry, they're way up there.
Gotta catch up.
Yep.
Third search. WSA capital Z capital A.
Jesus.
Okay.
Number four.
John gets it. I don't care. Yeah.
That's where tuition fees for ITT Tech.
She's got dreams.
Doing something.
Okay. Number four. The creation of the alphabet resulting in the disintegration of the feminine outlook with the development of the patriarchal hegemony. Thanks.
Mine's sort of related. 7-star capital I, K L L L M L L L L.
Number five, things you can make with your old baby teeth.
Number five, Poot Lovato.
I don't know what that means. Okay.
And
it's a young people thing.
Okay, thank you.
My fifth was just an endless line of lowercase L's.
The top five Google searches of Jeannie the Feral Child. Criminy. This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Oh. Stephen Fury, you were to have written the dating profile of the of the inventor of trap music.
All right. At Filthy Pete the Two-Timer. Quote, Cock rock hard with a pocket full of stones. Age, timeless. Have kids? Have kids? Well, they ain't with me. Want kids? Like I want another asshole. Scratch that. Two assholes will be dope so I can shit on all you fuckboys even more. Height, hella high. Body type, big body bands. Married to the game. Smoke, Newports and backboards. Newports and backwoods with your wife. Drink, only that Muddy and Hennessy. Sports, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar of this cock game. Hall of Fame, pussy, panderer. Okay, and then he goes in his, let me find this. I got to scroll down. In his bio, he goes, hey, bitch, I'm just a salty motherfucker with a mad dick game. Ask your mom about it. It's me, Filthy Pete. Yeah, that boy that beat your daddy's ass. You heard about it. I come from slanging rocks at my mama's house to making beats at my grandma's. Hashtag only moving forward.
Very good. Steve Fury, the inventor of trap music. John Gamora,
yo.
Please read the dating profile from the perspective of spaghetti. Okay.
Are you in the moodle for some noodle? I'm pretty ambiguous, since most of the time people assume I'm angel hair, but I'm actually spaghetti, which is sort of a disappointment to most people, because I think most people prefer angel hair, even though it's way less filling. You guys, I'm not really a kids kind of guy, as most people... Most of the kids just butcher my name and tend to rub me across their nude bodies for photographs. You can say I'm bi-curious. I'm straight till it gets hot. A little personal information. I have big old meaty balls. But if you're not into that sort of thing, I can just take them off. It's chill. Yes, and if your eyes aren't deceiving you, I am the spaghetti from Lady and the Tramp. I'm on this dating site because it's just hard to meet a nice, normal girl. Thank you.
Very good, John. Dating profile from the perspective of Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
I did put parentheses, the word sorry, sure, in this to you as a note to you. Please, the dating profile from the perspective of a genie.
Uh-huh.
A genie.
It's an OkCupid profile.
Okay.
Username, Christina Aguilera fan. 18465. Age, immortal. I'm looking for everyone near me for short-term dating, new friends. Relationship status, in an open relationship. Body type, curvy. Smoking, sometimes. Myself summary. Well, I'm here. What are your other two wishes? Just kidding. I am now bound to you and you alone until my mystical services are fully rendered. And you still have three wishes. What am I doing with my life? I'm mostly a homebody. I don't get out nearly as much as I used to. But that doesn't mean I can't still party. I've got a few good plagues left in me yet. I'm really good at fulfilling the wildest, most outrageous, and dangerous desires that my master's demented mind can conjure from the darkest, deepest recesses of his twisted soul. And decorating with nothing but uncut yards of silk. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food? The Quran. Aladdin. Antiques Roadshow, Cash in the Attic, Storage Wars, Falafel. Six things I could never do without. My lamp. And 5 pair of hammer pants. Spend a lot of time thinking about cleverly sadistic ways I can misinterpret people's poorly worded wishes. this goddamn neck cramp. On a typical Friday night, I am either plotting blackest revenge upon the world for the curse of this hellish existence I've been enslaved to, or doing cartwheels and singing about friendship in funny voices. I'm super imbalanced. You should message me plainly and simply if you want to rub one out.
That were the dating profiles of the fictional and or non-fictional. Which brings us to the previous segment that was supposed to be. Reorganization. Please take this existing acronym and reimagine it. What does it now stand for? What or who does it now represent? In honor of Genie, the 13-year-old feral child. We're not letting it go. Today's acronym, CPS. CPS. We'll start with you, Stephen Fury.
CPS for me actually changed to PSC, which is pork sausage chips. Because sometimes you want to chug some sausage on the go. What we do is cut up sausage, put it in a bag, you chug it. Bitch, eat some. Pork sausage chips.
Very good pork sausage chips. Never had anyone change the acronym. Very good.
Oh, I thought we were supposed to do
No, it's good. It's called no, the order. It was good. No, but it was great. I like what you did with it. You know what? For now on? No, I'm kidding. Good. Good job. That was weird. Now it seems like I was condescending.
This is terrible.
It was good.
John Gamora, CPS, what does it mean to you?
Okay. CPS now stands for Continued Patriarchal Subjection. You know, like when the white man asks you to do something, you know, just like he's like, you need to write about the British monarchy again. And here I am, you know, trying my best on stage, you know, just really putting in some effort. And, you know, you're faced with, you know, the oppressor, you know, and you have to rise up against it. Thanks, guys.
All right. Very good, John. Very brief. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones.
I'll make up for that.
CPS.
CPS. The hottest trend in the hip new 21st century slicky boy hillbilly lifestyle is CPS. Cold pressed squirrel. See, nowadays these city folks with their weirdly pointy peppermint smelling beards and colorful tattoos in their boob creases is starting to take over farm life. So this kind of shit was inevitable. That's why the good folks at Chin Stain Dippin' Chaw done jumped into the squirrel squeezing game with a new cold press squirrel company called Critter Cram Drippins. Now, the good folks at Critter Cram Drippins take the finest naturally murdered tree rodents, guaranteed hand strangled by the surliest, most kind hearted of hill folk. All while gently whispering Merle Haggard lyrics in their stupid gasping faces. Then after some bitch is good and suffocated, they hand it over to mangle technician Zeke Buttonhook. Zeke got a special Coors branded can crusher that he ices down every half hour, whether it needs it or not. Stands that first some bitch in it and pulls the handle. Zeke can cold press pert near any damn thing you want, squirrel, chipmunk, woodchuck. Hell, one time Zeke cold pressed three whole goddamn fingers off like a dumb fuck. But shit, if that sumbitch didn't drink it right the fuck down, defying more than a few laws of God and man with that one mighty swig. But you ask him today and Zeke will swear up and down that that 3/5 of his hand was delicious as shit. Let's go on in. You try some of Critter Cram Drippin's cold pressed squirrel, and you see for yourself that smashed up squirrel juice tastes almost as good as it sounds.
There we go. Oh, woo! Yeah, I missed the.
That's all right. That's all right. All right.
This brings us to the final segment.
Oh.
There we go. Are we ready? This next segment's called Department of Tourism. Everybody. What's going on here?
Wait.
It's fine.
Oh, yeah, let's go, dude. Let's do this.
Wait, did we skip over someone?
No.
No, no, no. You're good, man.
What? I feel like I missed a part of the show.
You did.
Just now.
I missed a part of the page you sent me. It's called the second one.
Oh.
Well, let's do this shit.
It happens more often than you'd think. We got to start getting all the prompts on one page.
Well, you know.
I don't scroll.
All your double spacing.
Not a big scroller.
All right. Department of Tourism, congrats. You've all been hired as the new tourism directors of the following cities. Please make us want to vacation there or move there. I don't know. Stephen Fury, please make us want to come to Dive Baropolis.
Yo, you should come to Dive Baropolis.
Yeah.
Are you tired of clean venues without roaches? How about high-priced beers and women that are not in their 50s? We've got food, we've got peanuts, and weird old chip bags that you don't see anymore. Are those Wow's potato chips we have hanging up you can buy? Yes. They have weird balls of fat at the bottom. That's a cut from the 90s. Dive Baropolis, where your opinion of your life is low and the outlook of your life is even lower.
Very good.
Dive Baropolis.
Very good.
All right. Wong that one. Give me something.
Yeah.
Wait.
Just winged it.
Did you just write that?
Right
you
now, just, yeah.
Okay. Is it what? You wrote it on there or what?
No, it was some freestyle.
I didn't know Dive Baropolis.
Freestyle tourism.
Oh, why did you give him the computer?
Because I've never even heard of
you Dive Baropolis. You didn't even see the prompt. Okay. Yeah. Fucking great. Yeah. Very good. Very good. That was good. John Gamora. The name of your town is Jackson Fivetopia.
Okay.
Jackson Fivetopia.
This is the best that somebody who was born in 1995 could do.
Okay. Sure. Means you know how to use the internet. It's fine.
Their Google page was long. Real long. Living here is easy as 1, 2, 3 here in Jackson Fivetopia. Where patriarchy is in its most successful form. Shocker! We keep coming back to that. Our prime export is child abuse, and we have a lovely tour of shattered love. Jackson Fivetopia has finally seceded from Motown. And you can now... Thank you. Googled that, too. You know, you guys, and you hear in Jackson Fivetopia, it is always Jackson Mania. That was a thing. Header on the Wikipedia page. And if you're going to leave, you know, we're just going to say, we want you back. Thank you.
Very good. John Gamora? Who only want prompts from the year I graduated high school. That's good. from between that, right? You were one when... I was losing my virginity on an Indian reservation in Esparto.
Wow.
I lost my
details.
Virginity. Yeah. Her name was Frances. She was not attractive.
He was ugly.
And
just the years of sadness.
I didn't wear a condom. And then I thought I got her pregnant. And then my school counselor had to hear me cry. Yep.
You want to do a quick five?
That all happened. That all happened.
Wow.
Jesse Jones.
Just seeing the backstory on your life.
Yeah. I was so 15. She was 18.
Woo!
I was statutorily raped.
That's
so
technically.
Nice. Yeah. It's the best kind.
I mean, if you want to look at it.
Statutory rape is the best kind of rape.
Statutorily. I think it's the statutory. Chicken catchulatory. All right. Jesse Jones, please make us want to come to the island of sick beats.
Well, it is with great sadness that we must announce today the closure of the island of sick beats. Many of you, family and friends, knew this tranquil paradise growing up as simply the island of beats. We all remember when we noticed the change in the landscape. How gradually and almost without notice the lush, vibrant island we knew so well, so energetic and full of life, was transformed before our very eyes. Far too early, it seems. Becoming the island of unwell beats. As the changes began coming more rapidly, more drastically. We tried to be supportive and not lead on about our concerns for the island's economic and environmental well-being. As its conditions progressed, officially becoming the island of sick beats. For a while, after a change in mining practices and an agricultural renaissance, it improved again to the island of no really, I feel better beats. But that spark of hope only served to make the all too sudden fall to the island of terminally ill beats that much more emotionally devastating. And so as we try to remember our favorite vacation destination, let us remember it only as it was. A beautiful, thriving island nation full of fresh, tasty, hot-ass beats. And not as we saw it go. An island of ill, sick, or even inoperable beats.
That is the end of Stab with Death. It's good. One more time, Stephen Fury. Yay! John Gamora. Jesse Jones. Dan Herrera, he's right there. TBPstudios.net. Check us out online at one of our many online outlets, the primary of which being stab4gold.com, stab4gold.com. You could also find us on YouTube or Twitter at Stab Show. Also, it's pay to leave. You guys, if you want to put some money in the basket, that would be great. And also, what else should I be adding? We do have our 50th episode coming up on iTunes. Check that out. And subscribe, rate our show. The more ratings, the more play we get. Thank you guys. Have a good night.